This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today, we're joined by David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place. Last week, we talked about the situation over in Jackson County where a husband, the abuser, broke through the barriers in the shelter and went in and shot and killed his wife. And we'll continue that conversation this week. Welcome, David.
Well, last week, we talked a little bit about the two levels of security we have. We have a fenced area that you have to overcome, and then you have locked doors, and we have alarms and use of cell phones and all that sort of thing that our staff are trained in what to do. Also, we're very careful in dealing with abusers on the outside. For example, I won't let any of our staff go and pick up a client who's called in and wants to come to our shelter. What we do is we use the police in that case because we've talked many, many times about the most violent time in an abuser's life or in a victim's life is when she tries to leave. And this is what happened over in Silva. It was shortly after she had left this man that he took the action he did that resulted, unfortunately, in her death. So what we do is we use either the Spruce Pine Police or the Sheriff's Office, depending on where the person is. They go out. They're trained in how to deal with this situation. If the woman wants information, we've supplied them with information. They can leave there. If they need to be transported to the facility, they do that for us. If later on the woman wants to go back and pick up some clothing or household items, that sort of thing, the police do that for us. So our folks never go on site with them. They're always protected with armed police escorts.
David, if an abuser appears likely to be violent, what kind of procedures do you have there?
Well, we try to assess every situation. When a client comes in, we try to make an assessment as to whether it's very likely that an incident like happened in Silva could happen here. If we think there's any chance of that, or if the person is very violent by nature, then we'll make arrangements with an adjoining county or a neighboring county to send the client there, and they do the same thing. Again, it's secrecy. We talked about that was the biggest issue that happened over in Silva's. Their location was not a secret. We want, wherever that victim is, we want it to be a secret from her abuser and the public in general. So that's the biggest thing that we do is try to get them out of town if they're likely to be harassed or bothered by that abuser. Also, some of the things that we do to protect our clients is we have 24/7 staff coverage at our shelter, so there's always a staff member on site. If anything comes up, they're trained in who to call, when to call, and that sort of thing. Another thing that we try to do is educate our clients about the danger that they're in. Because, again, well, I can't stress it enough that the most dangerous time is when the woman tries to leave. And so we try to educate her to that effect, encourage her if she's willing to take out a protective order against him. That way you have some recourse if you do see him or if he's stalking her or that sort of thing. You can call the law enforcement and have him put in jail if necessary. We also take information over the telephone. If someone calls and asks for a client who's at our shelter, we don't even acknowledge that person is there, even if they say they're a relative, for example. Again, we don't want anybody knowing where she is. If they have a reason to get in touch with her, we'll have the client get back in touch with them. But we won't give out any information over the telephone about who's there or who's not there.
You have a fence that folks can't see the shelter, right? And you have lighting of the exterior?
Absolutely.
Talk about that for a second.
We have a big lighting, one of those mercury vapor lights in our parking lot that helps provide lighting. We're in the process, particularly with this incident that's come up, is we're going to install some security cameras out there so we can keep an eye on what's going on outside the facility without having to open the door. If someone comes to the gate, we'd like to be able to talk with them by an intercom and see them on TV before we even consider opening the door.
And you change the keys.
Absolutely. We regularly change the keys. We've used combination locks, and we regularly change those locks or change the keys. Either way, trying to protect ourselves and clients from any outside interference.
Obviously, you do everything you can for the safety of the clients and the staff and everybody at the Safe Place. If somebody needs counseling or wants to talk about a problem, what should they do?
They should give us a call anytime, 24 hours a day, 765-4044. That's 765-4044. And remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you. Thanks for listening.